Mumbai Hyderabad road trip. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Neil Donald Walsh. Like many other travelers, I love driving. And as the quote above says, I got off the short drive comfort zone to undertake a solo 1400 plus kilometer round trip. I discovered some of myself and unearthed a few travel treasures along the way. As promised, I will drive you down this journey as it unfolded. Road trip checks. Here is a quick checklist of all car essentials. Besides a pre-check of oil, coolant, and water, ensure the wipers, indicators, and the electrical work. Check air pressure and fuel up a day before. Keep all required documents, insurance, pollution under control or puke, and the FASTag sticker handy. FASTag allows the vehicle to pass through tolls faster and is cashless. If ordering it online, allow a few days for delivery. Without this, you pay double the amount and take longer. Closer to the start date, it helps to break down the miles to fit in quick breaks for meals, with a scope for tweaking. Study the route at an unhurried pace and see what is along the way, a special food joint, a monument, or a place of interest that could take away time. Day 1 to 731 kilometers to go, Mumbai, Pune. Starting from Mumbai at around 8 in the evening, I reached Pune by 11:30 p.m. for a restful slumber. Pro tips. Factor in traffic. Layovers are not a waste of time. Day 2 to 565 kilometers to go, Pune, Basavakalyan, Hyderabad. A 7 a.m. departure ensured I beat traffic and be out of city limits in 60-odd minutes to reach NH65, my passage to Hyderabad. After refueling midway, I was to drive until lunchtime when a colossal fort structure loomed ahead, 45 kilometers past Solapur. This had not featured in my online recce of the trip and I reached out for Google Maps. At 300 kilometers from Pune, Neldorg Fort, a medieval period structure, looked inviting. As I drove on the peripheral road, the surrounding river made me stop to take in the formidable beauty of the fortress. With 265 kilometers more to clock for the day, I skipped Neldorg and left for Basavakalyan Fort, another medieval fort I had planned to see. Basavakalyan Fort is 80 kilometers from Neldorg, which includes a 10 kilometers detour off NH65. It took me a little over 3 hours to explore it and a famished me found lunch at Punjabi Dami family restaurant within the city. From then, the next 180 kilometers to Hitec, the Hyderabad Information Technology and Engineering Consultancy, city on the outskirts of Hyderabad, was a breeze. Pro tips. Leaving early is helpful. Ask your hotel to provide a packed meal, or check out good joints along the way and plan your drive. Day 3, Mula Ali Dargan Malaka Betum, Hyderabad. A half a day rest proved energizing to make a trek to the mountain shrine of Mula Ali and traverse back to the tomb of his ardent devotee, Malaka Bey. Day 4, Old City, Hyderabad. Day Birpura Darwaza, Bibi Kalawa, Paraniha Weli, Charminor, Shamaha Palace, Puranapool Darwaza, Government City College, Mahbub Chowk Clock Tower, Debadis of the Pagas on Amiri Kabir Street, Badshahi Ashur Khana, Paga Tombs. I maximized my day by leaving early, 9 a.m. Except for Paga Tombs, rest are located close to each other and best approached by foot. Pro tips. Local auto rickshaws are the best way to travel since the old city is a maze of narrow lanes and a mass of humanity. Hydrate, hydrate and hydrate. You need an entry ticket for Charminar, Paraniha Weli, and Shamaha Palace. Shamaha Palace allows only mobile phone photography. Paraniha Weli is a museum and doesn't allow indoor photography. Day 5, Golconda Fort, Dari Mati Baradari, Nayakiula, Kubshahi Tombs Complex. From Secunderabad, where I was staying, Golconda Fort is 14 kilometers away. It will be further for someone in Hyderabad. To get to the top of the Golconda Fort before the sun burnt me down, I reached the ticket window as it opened at 9 a.m. By noon, I was on my way to Dharamati Baradari in Lyakila, which meant I could spend a relaxed 3 hours in the late afternoon admiring the Kubshahi tombs. Pro tips. For photography, choose the time of the day depending on the season, daylight availability, and direction, location of the place of interest. Remember that most monuments in Hyderabad are closed on Friday to accommodate prayers. Day 6, 530 kilometers to go, Hyderabad, Nalldorg, Pune. Since I had left out Nalldorg while coming, seeing it on the way back appealed to me. After a hearty breakfast at Sriyappa Tiffins, Ramachandrapuram, outskirts of Hyderabad, for the next 4 hours, I drove on with focus and purpose to Nalldorg. I had little choice as I had a vast fort to capture before driving another 300 kilometers to Pune. Pro tips. A heavy breakfast helps on a stretched out day, with some snacks and beverages thrown in during the drive. Don't pack too much in a day. Give some things a miss to cover for your return journey. Day 7 to 153 kilometers to go, Pune, Mumbai. A nightcap at Pune allowed me to leave first thing in the morning to be back at Mumbai before traffic peaked. So there folks. I'll see you next week with something closer home, ciao.